Buddha took 3 aeons to become what he is. So everything on his body, everything regarding his form, his physical appearance, is one aspect of enlightenment. And therefore, when you view Buddha's body, it is a roadmap to full enlightenment. And if you understand the significance of Buddha's body, it's a roadmap to enlightenment. So seeing a Buddha's body being a roadmap to enlightenment is the object you perceive that has power. So therefore, the Buddha's body has the power. But unfortunately, not everyone has the karmic timing to be in the presence of a Buddha. So therefore, if the presence of Buddha is dissolved, physically you cannot view. In that way, you cannot view the presence of an enlightened being. Therefore, statues represent that living being, that the qualities that that living being exemplifies. So, when you make statues of enlightened beings, images, tankas, whatnot, just representations, their whole body is a roadmap to full enlightenment. Full. And if you understand the symbology, when you look at it, immediately, every time you do your meditations in front of the images, every time you see it, it will remind you. It reminds you of your vows. It will remind you of your commitments. It will remind you of your samaya to your guru. It will remind you of your purpose of living. It will remind you of who you are. It will remind you of what practices you should do. So a particular yidam, their manifestation, their color, their pose, their female or male gender, their accoutrements, what they stand on is a full representation of enlightenment, but tailored to your need. Therefore, when you look at a yidam's body, if your yidam happens to be Zambala, if your yidam happens to be Manjushri, or Avalokiteshvara, or Vajrapani, their body represents what every other Buddha represents, but they highlight and focus more on one aspect of enlightenment, which you need, and therefore we have yidams. Is that understood? I'm giving you historical, logical, and I'm also giving you philosophical, all in one, an explanation of this. Since you want it deep, you want it big, you have questions, so answer everything. Therefore, on the highest level, when you are assigned, or choose, or attracted to, either ways, to a yidam, every time you see that yidam, it's not a matter of how beautiful it is, it's an antique, how it looks, how you set it up. No, that yidam identifies with you and what you need to focus on and what you need to achieve. For example, if you are very attracted to Yamataka, for example, sign of this is this. You need great awareness. It is your psychological mind telling you you need great awareness, that you're not aware and you do a lot of harm to other people. And that eventually you have the appearance of Yamataka to other people like a scary demon with many arms, with many weapons that is able to harm people at every step of the way. Every step, every movement, everything you do is harmful. Well, if there's somebody there with 34 arms, like Yamataka, and horns, and he looks like that, he's on fire, you go near him, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt. He's got 34 arms swaying all over the place with weapons. Even a hand without weapons has sharp nails. You're going to get hurt. So Yamataka is symbolic of your inner cry and recognition of your lack of awareness and your ability out of your lack of awareness to hurt. And the second thing is, Yamataka is actually grotesque looking. Why is he grotesque looking? That's how we look to other people. When we keep hurting them, breaking their hearts, damaging them, breaking promises, flowery words, explanations that are lies, bullshit, hiding, covering, that's what we look. Eventually, no matter how beautiful we are, people will see us as a walking demon. We know a lot of you will be out there just beautiful, but they're actually demons. Demons. That's why when we see a certain actor or actress on TV and they act this way, you're like, wow. Then when you go in the interview, you're like, oh my God. Their beauty fades, their talent fades, you just go, oh, I lose respect. That's what Yamataka. And then Yamataka has a very strong, erect male organ that is totally erect. And he openly shows it. Why? If you are attracted to Yamataka, another feature about him, because he's a combination of father and mother tantra, is you have extreme, unbridled, uncontrolled desire, sexual desire, that is so overwhelming that it blocks everything out from every part of your life, and you only focus on that. Because what it says in Yamataka, how dare I say that? Because in Yamataka's tantra, it says specifically, in order to subdue those of all-encompassing desire, he shows an erect organ to subdue them. Very clearly in his commentary. So we may not know about that, but it's psychological. Psychological. So to be attracted to Yamataka, two very big features. One is we damage people through non-awareness. We hurt people through non-awareness. Non-awareness. Laziness. And we are overwhelmed by sexual desire and everything having to do with it, we're controlled. In fact, our life is controlled by the pursuit of sexual gratification and desire. And that's all we want. And everything we do, everything we get, everything we acquire, everything we have, our time, our focus, our mind, our body, everything is at the expense of gratifying our sexual desire. And it is so damaging because it brings us to the three lower realms where we actually meet up with demon-like beings that look like Yamataka. In this life, we attract demon-like beings who will take advantage of our desire. So when we practice Yamataka's tantra, you become a fully enlightened being. Right? The method of becoming a fully enlightened being is attacking desire and ignorance. Profound lack of awareness. So in this tantra, it gives you the ability to fight those two defilements immediately, and then you deal with the other defilements. Similarly with Manjushri. Manjushri is a more subtle, not as overt as Yamataka, but they are one of the same thing. Manjushri's youthfulness, his beauty, his handsomeness will attract. It is a subtle way of attracting sexual desire, but not so overt as in tantra, because tantra is just all the way. And at the same time, he's wielding a sword telling you, your lack of awareness, your mind being dumb, slow, not improving, is damaging. I will cut it. But when it doesn't work with Manjushri, he goes with Yamataka. Your last hope. So people who are attracted to those kind of tantras very overtly show their nature and who they are for people who recognize.